Winners of the next MacGyver Challenge aim for Hollywood. The National Academy of Engineering, NAE, and the University of Southern California Viterbi School of Engineering, USC, have announced the winners of their next MacGyver Challenge, a competition focused on catalyzing the next great television show that will aim to attract women and minorities to science, technology, engineering and math, STEM, fields. The winners will be paired with a successful Hollywood television producer to mentor them in the creation of a TV pilot script. Each show will also partner with engineers to ensure the accuracy of their STEM focus. The grand challenges for engineering in this century, some of which will be necessary for our planet's survival, will only be solved if we can attract a diverse pool of bright people to engineering, said Al Romig, NAE's executive officer. Hollywood can play a major role in changing negative stereotypes and helping young people imagine themselves as engineers. Romig has a point, as Hollywood productions like MacGyver have influenced many to join the STEM ranks. Targeting such a show to girls, women and minorities should help in the efforts to increase diversity in the field. I literally could not tell you how many times people have come up to me and said, I became an engineer or I went into the sciences because of MacGyver, said Lee Zlotoff, creator of the popular TV show that aired in the late 80s and early 90s. Zlotoff partnered with the NAE and USC to create the next MacGyver Challenge. Here is a look at the winners and Engineering.com's education editor Sean Wasserman's take on them. To learn more about the finalists that didn't make the final cut, follow this link. Q Branch. Finalist, Craig Motlong, Creative Director, Advertisement. Genre, Spy Action. Synopsis, the story about the engineer that makes and tests all those cool gadgets that spies use. Sean's take, there isn't much to go on here. I love the premise. I love the setting. I love that the lead sounds like a strong female character. I'm also fond of the call-out to James Bond with the title. But seriously, what's the story really about? Will it make it to the small screen? Engineers need more than the back of a napkin design, unless they're MacGyver of course. The mentors and finalists will need to put in a lot of work here to make that final pilot script workable. Score, as mysterious as the sneaking suit it wears. Riveting. Finalist, Miranda Sidek, film and TV writer slash producer slash director. Genre, World War II drama. Synopsis, a former prom queen becomes an aeronautics engineer after her fiancé is killed overseas. Her goal, use her trade to ensure similar tragedies will never happen again. Sean's take, everyone determined to reduce the gender gap in the STEM community should have Rosie the Riveter on a poster. It's a shame that the whole women can do it too attitude of the World War II industrial complex died so quickly once the boys came back home. My major concern is that this has been done before and done very well. From the Bletchley Circle, to Agent Carter, to A League of Their Own. These stories showed that in World War II, it wasn't always man's job to be a code breaker, spy or even baseball player. How will riveting compare to these previous works? Nonetheless, the proven track record with audiences and studios should work in favor of this entry and, let's be honest, deep down we all want to see a live-action Rosie. Will it make it to the small screen? Audiences and studios love World War II dramas. It will be shocking if this doesn't make a successful pilot. I hope it will make it to the small screen and would be surprised if it didn't. Score, Rosie. Ada and the Machine. Finalist, Shanae Edwards, STEM internet personality, director, critic and award-winning writer. Genre, historical fiction slash steampunk. Synopsis, when mathematician Ada Lovelace is 17 years old she meets computer engineer Charlie Babbage. The two work together to bring super machines and artificial intelligence to an 1832 steampunk world. Sean's take, this sounds like it's done everything right to get women interested in STEM. The show stars a strong, young female savant based off of a real-world hero in the STEM community. This is a story practically untouched by mainstream media with a potential to show the world that its first computer programmer was indeed a woman. Ada and the Machine has an interesting premise tossed in with some AI and steampunk as icing on the cake. Too bad studios don't like to take risks on original pieces of work. Will it make it to the small screen? It's a fresh concept, original story and not trying to be something else, aka risky for studios. However, steampunk is in. I can see myself and other STEM lovers easily hooked, and the show growing a strong cult following. If the pilot aims at developing this potential cult, it could make it. Fingers crossed. Score, jolly good show. SECs, Science and Engineering Clubs. Finalist, Jade Lovell, STEM communicator, internet personality, host of TYT Network. Genre, educational high school dramedy. Synopsis, to avoid expulsion for setting the gym on fire, Emily must join the Science and Engineering Club. She then helps the club in their efforts to win the first competition. The show will have elements of Glee, Mean Girls and educational lessons in every episode. Sean's take, this is the type of show we need to close the gender gap in STEM. It takes a female character subjected to the peer pressures of the popular crowd and brings in some real character growth. By the synopsis, it appears she realizes that her most powerful ally in the school hallways is her own mind. She is forced to make an adult decision at a young age between the acceptance of her popular, mean girlfriends or the gifts she shares with her STEM friends. She no longer has to be the person people tell her she should be. Of all of the synopses listed here, this appears to be the most relatable to the young female target audience. On top of the cool edutainment factor, the show will feature a real-world STEM competition, first, in which the fans can participate. But I must admit, the show sounds riddled with tropes. Any show that describes itself using titles of shows that already exist will usually lack originality. It sounds fun and smart in its own way, so it should do well with the studios targeting youth audiences. This is the safest and most practical option, just please change the title. Will it make it to the small screen? It has the right mix of what STEM needs and studios feel comfortable with. I would be surprised if we don't see this in our living rooms in the next year or so. Score, not convinced it's the show STEM deserves, but it's the one we need right now. Rule 702. Finalist, Beth Kesser, PhD in semiconductor industry, 8 patents, 11 patents pending, 40 publications, leading a team that qualified 50 plus products. Genre, procedural adventure. Synopsis, female engineer and savant declines to join the commercial world and instead becomes an expert witness in high-profile courtroom cases. She uses her wits and scientific investigation skills to find the truth. Sean's take, as trope-filled as they are, there is a reason procedural dramas do so well. We like them. I get a sniff of rehashing the hit show Bones coming off of this synopsis. However, it sounds interesting due to the unique perspective. One career that crime dramas have yet tapped is that of the expert witness. This could breathe life into the genre. The real advantage here is that the main character seems like an interesting person that many STEM professionals would like to get to know a little better. Think of the stories this person could tell. Will it make it to the small screen? Could be good but sounds too familiar. Then again, studios might see it as a safe option to bring to the small screen. Score, I'd watch a few episodes to see if I like it.